Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
3, 2, 1. Hey, we're back. First of all, I want to apologize for syndication issues. Julie, if you can silence your phone, that'd be great.
Yes.
And we switched from Blog Talk Radio over to Podbean, and we had some syndication issues. A lot of you guys were letting me know via SMS that you weren't getting your newest shows sent to you via iTunes or whatnot. Hopefully, we'll have all that fixed today. And thank you for all of you letting me know. The show, I think, now is syndicated on 15 different podcasting platforms. So if you ever have that problem, I really do appreciate you telling me so I can. It's hard for our tech team to police all those different sources. When you switch your RSS code, sometimes things go a little bit crazy. So again, highly technical, weird, nerdy thing, but thank you again for being patient and telling me about the problem. Julie, welcome to today's podcast.
Thank you. It's quite an adventure around here. We have a tropical storm, which is giving us strange little monsoons every 5 minutes.
Yep.
With our child playing outside of camp.
Yes.
And what else do we have? You know, we have some interesting potential news.
So here's what we're going to do. Three parts, like always. Part one is we're going to be, if Julie has anything or I have anything urgent from any of our coaching calls today. And part two, we're going to hit you guys with one news story I want you to be very, very attentive to. It's not something you're going to hear on, you know, USA Today or CNN, and this is really directly relevant to your real estate practice. And then the third thing is we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, telling you guys about, I think we're talking today about the buyer pre-qualification script, which Julie will have at the ready to read you guys in a second. So the headline from today's urgent article is,
like nothing we've ever seen, is the quote, imminent eviction wave is coming to these states. The eviction moratorium expired last Friday, nearly 4 months after the U.S. economy effectively shut down. We know all about that. And more than 12 million renters, all behind on rent payments, are now at imminent risk of getting booted to the curb. So let's put that in perspective, right? So 12 million potential renters. We started the year a million listings shy of where we should have been anyway. Okay, so 12 million is a lot, even if not all of them.
Jill, scroll down on there, and there's a graph. Look at that graph.
Yeah.
Read that and really pay attention to it. Right. So we're putting this on our main website, timandjulieharris.com. But let me share with you some of these. I've not seen this visual before. It's from Forbes, actually.
Good infographic.
Yeah, but Julie, read this. This is crazy. So over 40% of U.S. renters now at risk of eviction. Estimated share of renter households facing a rental shortfall and a potential eviction. Now, how is this relevant? Some of you guys are tenants. Some of you guys deal with leases. But this is the reason it's relevant, because a lot of these houses are going to become, and condos and whatnot, are going to become inventory for all of you. And we're going to talk about that in a second. So let me throw some numbers at you. I was just on a coaching call with Brandon Jackson, and he's in North Carolina. So according to this infographic, 43% of all the tenants in North Carolina, of which we have some, are at risk of basically not being able to pay their mortgage and or their rent, and they're going to be evicted. And then you go up to like Maine, it's 35%. California, it's 37%. Washington State, 28%. Hawaii, 34%. Alaska, 37%. Florida, 51%. You guys get the point here? So in essence, this it is a shockingly large percent, assuming this information is correct, right? of tenants out there that are not going to be able to make their rent. Now, this foreclosure moratorium, or this, as I'm mixing up all my terms from back in the day, from 15 years ago, during the last housing crisis. But what you're seeing now is that the FHFA is overseeing Freddie and Fannie and the housing, essentially the governmental housing things that control mortgage rates and for the large percent of the mortgages in the United States. So let's be clear about this. The FHFA does appear to have lobbied to make it so that in the CARES Act 2 or 3 or 4 or whatever we're on, they're going to make it so there is going to be a foreclosure moratorium and an eviction moratorium. Now, if you're a landlord and you own one of these properties in one of these states, and you now are having a tenant who you cannot evict because there's an eviction moratorium, And if there's not a foreclosure moratorium, you're going to have to then basically pay for that tenant to live in your house for free mm-hmm. because you're still going to have to make that rental payment. Now, what might happen is some hybrid of the whole thing, and who knows, right? Like there, it does appear that the extended unemployment benefit from the government, which was $600 starting in April or whatever, it looks like now it's going to be reduced to only $200 whatever, right. over whatever your state pays. So that means that most people in unemployment, frankly, some of you who are on unemployment, are only going to be able to get paid not, you know, you're not 600 plus maybe 150 or 200 bucks, but you're only going to get maybe a total of like $300 or $400. So all these things are going to lead to a great deal of financial distress with a lot of, you know, normal families, frankly. Because how many of these people right now in these, that you know, this infographic that I just read, and again, it's from Forbes, how many of these people are going to be not only, you know, they're not making their rent or they're at risk of not being able to make their rent if the eviction moratorium were to go away, but they're also going to be facing hardships because of the fact that the unemployment, you know, quote unquote, benefit that they've been getting every week is going to be greatly reduced. So these things matter. And the reason that we haven't felt in our country yet, well, frankly, around the globe, the reason we haven't felt the true ramifications of this much unemployment, this much disruption to the economy, this much absolute financial devastation. You know, there's more statistics that are coming out that something like 50% of all the restaurants that are, you know, had, well, there's a Yelp statistic. Did you hear about this on Yelp? So you should fire up the GTS, Google that shit, and go Google Yelp. Businesses, coronavirus or something like that. They came out with a very interesting study. It was last week where they, in essence,
55% of businesses closed.
There you go. Read that.
Yeah, I did read that, actually.
We should have talked about it on our show.
55% of businesses closed on Yelp have shut down for good during the pandemic.
Right. So if you read through that, what they're saying is at least 55% of all the small businesses that they, you know, have profiles on Yelp mm-hmm. aren't going to come back. Now,
in restaurants, retailers particularly hard hit, still closed. Beauty, you know, that's like Sephora and Ulta and stuff like that. Fitness also has been very much
right,
hit.
Gyms.
So gyms and stuff like that. Let's see. Open Table restaurant booking service warned that 1 in 4 eateries won't be able to reopen following the pandemic.
That's
total
right.
reservations and walk-ins were down 95%. Well, that'll do it.
So we don't mean to make this sound like a doom and gloom show. The reason we're telling you these statistics is because we know nobody else is. And if you're just, you know, perusing the headlines and looking at all the normal outlets for real estate news, you're never going to find this information. And our job is to not just, you know, help you guys look for opportunities today, but look around the corner for you and look down the, you know, down range for you and making sure you're not missing any opportunities that might be there. So how do you make something good of all this bad news? And then you're a real estate professional. So remove, if you're feeling scared or threatened, or if you're feeling like you're being backed into a corner right now with these facts that we're giving you, you have to pivot your mindset about this and look for all this hardship as an opportunity to help people. And let's start with the obvious one, okay? So let's be very clear. If there is another, you know, extension of foreclosure mortgage forbearance, which there's probably going to be, which means that, frankly, guys, if you have a mortgage right now that you can put into forbearance, and the mortgage forbearances have no gotchas in them, they, you know, there was a lot of bad information that was floating around 90 days ago
most
about that.
Most of that's been cured now, by the way.
Right. So you can call up your mortgage company, especially if it's a Fannie Freddie, you know, owned mortgage, government-owned mortgage, and you can get your mortgage in forbearance and not have any balloon payment, not have any, you know, you have no payment except your property tax and HOA until the forbearance is over. And it's relatively simple to get a 12-month forbearance. So unless you've got a bunch of savings right now, unless you've got a bunch of pendings and your real estate practice is really flowing well, and or you have another source of income, going into the uncertainty that certainly will be the first half of next year, I would absolutely put your mortgage in a 12-month forbearance now. There's no downside, guys. The unpaid balance, the unpaid principal and balance goes on the back of the mortgage. But even if you feel financially secure now, just buy yourself that insurance policy of not having to make the payment if you don't have to make the payment. And if you still want to make the payment while you're in forbearance, you still can. So I'm just strongly encouraging all of you guys to hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst. So as far as opportunistically, you're going to see a lot of landlords that are going to, you know, mom and pop type landlords, like frankly, Julie and I, you know, we only have a few dozen properties, but if I'm having, fortunately, very few of ours have mortgages, but if I had a bunch of mortgages and I saw a bunch of disruptions in my cash flow, So here, think about this. If I'm a landlord and I have 10 properties and I have 10 paid, say I have 10 mortgages, and all of a sudden there's a mortgage, a forbearance, so I don't have to make payments, and then there's a eviction moratorium. So you're thinking, well, what's the downside to the landlord? Well, I want you to think about this. So the tenant doesn't have to pay rent, or at least they don't have to pay rent because you can't evict them, right? So the tenant has upside there because they have no monthly payment. Mm-hmm. Well, then you're saying, Tim, well, what's the downside to the property owner? They're in forbearance. They don't have a payment either. Well, that's true. But what happens if that landlord actually was living off that cash flow from that rental property, and that's the whole damn reason they had that thing to begin with?
Yes, which is true, especially amongst older people.
Right, exactly.
They got it all paid off. That was their exit plan.
That was it.
You know, who are also the most stressed out crowd over the virus and all the rest.
Right, and how about this? What if you have a paid off property, and now you're in a state that has an eviction moratorium, and you have a tenant and tenants and lots of tenants that aren't paying, you still have to pay the property taxes.
And the HOA and the insurance and the upkeep.
In the upkeep, exactly.
That doesn't go away just because they're in a moratorium.
So how do you make good news out of all this seemingly bad news, which, trust me, Julie and I are definitely not looking at this from a personal perspective as good news.
Yeah.
But from an opportunistic perspective, we don't sell real estate anymore. But if we did, I'll tell you right now who I'd be calling: landlords. Mm-hmm. I would be getting a list of every single, what would it be, Julie, where the property tax, basically anybody who's a landlord.
Yeah.
And that's going to be absentee owner list. That's going to be, anywhere you can go where people are going to be offering properties for rent.
Well, and you can do the for rent by owner script for vacant properties.
Yep.
Too. That's an easy call.
Exactly. That is where the opportunity, that's where we're going to start finding inventory again, listeners. We're going to start.
I'll tell you what else is going to happen. All those tenants are going to save up a bunch of cash and be first time buyers.
Maybe. Yeah, that's right.
Predictably.
They will.
And
that's
maybe even want to buy the house they're living in. There's a solution too.
Well, I mean, all that. And so there's no, like, and the credit, it's not adversely affected by not making your mortgage payment through forbearance.
Right.
The tenants aren't going to have their credit adversely affected by essentially living for free. You know, you're going to see VRBOs that are going to start to come unglued, where people are going to, this. So if you guys are searching for inventory, or you're searching for the good news amongst all the bad news that certainly will dominate the real estate headlines, and trust me, guys, people aren't going to start hearing what we're sharing with you on this podcast for another 60 to 90 days. Agents in general, brokerages in general, do not want to hear anything that sounds like what we're telling you. It just is what it is. I'm not going to, psychoanalyze why they only want to, breathe the hopium. I get it. It's certainly easier and, less stressful to talk about. But as real estate coaches, as people who you guys have entrusted to tell you the truth, even if you don't want to hear it, we have to tell you what's going to happen next so that you're prepared for what's going to happen next. Because if we don't tell you what's going to happen next and you're ill-prepared and we knew we could have saved you from that harm and we don't do it, then we're basically immoral assholes, we're not.
No.
So
can't
there it is.
That.
So we're telling you guys all this, and we're hoping that you then carry the ball into the end zone for yourselves and your family, but also for the local landlords and whatnot. How many properties have you guys sold to, small mom and pop property owners, and maybe they're looking for an eject button on the whole investment thesis? And if you scale this forward, the states have all said that they're going to be raising the snot out of property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Julie and I talked about this on previous podcasts.
That's true.
And again, not being discussed anywhere. But
it's already happening. I have a stack of property tax bills on my desk, and it's already happening to us. I look at that and I go, sure, it's worth that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I'll probably fight two or three of them. But,
right.
You've been talking about the foreclosure moratorium, eviction moratorium, the forbearances, and I really don't think you can have one without the other. It's not fair to landlords to, have a eviction moratorium if you don't have the forbearance moratorium or the forbearance opportunity, but it doesn't affect everybody. Not everybody even knows about that, first of all. And so twin to that, I can tell you from having four or five coaching calls today already, I counted up total number of active listings taken since last I spoke with those clients, which was a week ago. About 24 new listings amongst the crowd, okay? And then I looked at where the sources are, because we always like to know what's working
for
them. Okay, more than half of them, and I'm not trying to be doom and gloom here, but more than half of them are COVID-related, and I'll give you the variety. Several divorce cases. They can't take being locked down together anymore. I'm not even making that up. One of them is moving to Puerto Rico, actually.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so several of those. I think two or three of them were older people, and this is really sad but true, older people who already had other things like leukemia, caught COVID, and they died.
Okay, right.
And the house has to be sold. Couple of people who they're moving because of expenses, a couple of them because their furlough was turned into unemployment. You know, and none of these people were like behind on payments.
But you're saying
they're still being affected by more inventory.
We're saying the same thing.
We are saying the same thing. So, I'm saying different causes, right. Same result.
So you had this big sort of, you know, pandemic thing hit in March, that economic shutdown, April, May, June. Now we're starting to feel, okay, we're going to get through it. There's going to be differing reactions to the return of the virus going into next year.
Yeah.
But what you cannot – so however your local, state, or municipality handles that, that's almost a separate issue to the damage that's already been done. The damage that's already been done to the economy, that is what we're going to feel the long-term effects of.
And I'm saying based on those calls.
Yeah, yeah.
We're already seeing it.
Right.
It's not – I mean, yes, it's coming, but I think – now, this week more than ever, I am convinced that it's the ramifications of those 4 or 5 months. Because remember when all this started, people
the
were
government
like,
can't
bring. Yeah, it, well, and remember we started with okay, we can do this for 30 days.
Oh yeah.
Then it was okay, one quarter, second quarter is going to suck, people. Then we had to get through the summer, and now it's the year of dealing with this. And I just don't think for most people it's sustainable. You take away the unemployment, $600 additional. You take away furlough is no longer.
Right.
A thing.
So,
you know, it's happening, is my point.
And you scale all this forward. And so the government that did their best is going to continue to try to do their best with all these CARES Acts, 3, 4, 5, 10. The money flowing is never going to end. And by the way, there is going to be a continuation of the PPP. There is going to be a continuation of the other programs. And we will be telling you about all the programs that you as a individual practitioner, whether you're incorporated or not, are probably going to be eligible for. All this information is going to be updated instantly the second we hear it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be put on our free coaching program. And the free coaching program, if you guys want to belong to that, it is, like I said, free. All you've got to do is text the word survival to 31996. Text the word survival to 31996. And when you do, we're going to text you back a link, and all you got to do is click on it, and then the next thing you know, you're going to be a member of our free coaching program, which also includes a daily semi-private coaching call. But the first thing that's in the free coaching program is going to be the Ultimate Agent Survival Guide, which is broken into three parts. And those three parts are, Julie?
We have the first one was protect, then we have personal, and then we have profit. Those are three.
No, it's personal, protect, but then profit.
Okay.
Who cares? You got it close enough.
They'll get all of them.
Yeah, you'll get all of them, right. And so the first section is where you're supposed to be basically putting your own mask on first, and you're supposed to be basically taking care of all your own finances. And obviously some of this is budgetary stuff, but a lot of it was the drill down information you guys probably still need with regards to the different SBA programs that are available, that, you know, the PPP loan.
Mm-hmm.
We had an onslaught of people that listened to our advice on that, and the PPP gave them a loan that will turn into a grant. Grants don't have to be paid back. $25,000, $75,000, $100,000, maybe only $10,000. All of you need to be acutely aware of those different programs. And like the forbearance thing, we're strongly encouraging all of you to at least have that, you know, frankly, just take advantage of it, because that's what it's there for. And maybe you don't need it. Maybe you're completely having your best year ever. Do it anyway, because there's really no downside to doing it. There isn't. And especially because there's a very clear path to having the initial PPP loan turned into a grant. A grant doesn't have to be repaid. That money is going to be, I think I heard, I don't remember the amount of money. It was a huge amount of money that, according to the press releases, is going to be included in CARES Act 4. As soon as that information becomes available, as soon as all the qualifying information becomes available, we're going to tell you. We did suggest that back in March what they were going to do, and I still believe this is true, is everyone that basically got a PPP loan before is going to get a opportunity to get another PPP loan, and they're going to contact you. And the reason they're going to do that is because the PPP loans were originated through banks. And if the banks already have all your financial information, if the banks already have all your application was previously done, it's very easy for them, and it's a lot less laborious for them to essentially offer to their existing PPP borrowers another PPP loan. And
that's,
I suspect
that's also happening with forbearances. If you've already got one, you're getting emails from especially the major lenders who have actually gotten it together since March, and they'll say, still experiencing a COVID-related problem, click here for an additional 90 days.
You guys have to do all these things because you just don't know what the end of the year going to next year is going to be like. And you're going to thank if it's February, March of next year or May of next year. And we've shared with you articles yesterday. It was talking about the fact that, CoreLogic, who's now up there estimate as far as what they think the national depreciation is going to be. There's more and more credible sources that are coming out, you know, other than CoreLogic and Julie and myself, you know, that are essentially seeing the early warning signs of what's going to be a pretty substantial slowdown next year. So pay attention. And if all of us are wrong, right, and next year's the best year ever, awesome. Who cares? You'll have been overprepared. But please pay very, very close attention to what we're saying. Just text the word survival to 31996. All right. Anything else, Jules?
Well, nope. You know,
that's a lot.
That's a lot to digest. But, you know, one thing that I am talking to our elite coaching clients about, and certainly our premier clients, is when you're seeing all of this stuff happen and you're taking listings because landlords are getting rid of their properties or because people are afraid of COVID or whatever. Okay, so these are different reasons than you saw when it was a super hot seller's market. I'm selling, just squeeze all the equity out and go buy the next house. You've got to protect your own mindset and not sponge all that up and not be glued to the TV watching all the drama. You've got to say, I'm going to take what the market is willing to give to me. It will be my pleasure to help everyone solve their real estate problems, whether those are happy problems or not. This is going to give me more inventory to help more buyers and move on. You can't let this become your excuse for not having a great 2020. Yep. And at the same time, you know, refill the cup. I'll tell you one of the things that our elite clients are doing when they're in lockdown and they're, you know, they're not allowed to travel or whatever, is they are doing staycations. They're finding really kick-ass VRBOs in their own town and just going and renting a house with a pool or renting a house with a yard or whatever and taking a three-day vacation. It's okay to refill the cup, guys.
You know, we did promise these guys, and we do have another 6 minutes left for us to start talking.
You have 6 minutes left. I have to get on premiere.
Okay, so I can't do this justice, though, but I'm going to read them the first three lines, okay?
Remember,
I'll just do that.
This is also a conversion script. It's prequal plus conversion, so it's a little bit longer than some of them are used to jotting down three things.
All right, well, that's fine. Julie's, yeah, I know. Julie's moving off to Premier Coaching. If you guys are in, here's a good announcement. I've been talking about this, but I'm using peer pressure to get Julie to do this. Starting in August, Julie, we're going to be doing every single day. This is a pretty cool thing.
Not the weekends.
Every single day we're going to be doing, for all of you that are involved in either the free coaching program, which is premier-experience.net, you can just go there and sign up, or you just text the word survival to 31996, or our full featured membership in Premier Coaching. Every single day, as you guys know, we should know, you get a daily semi-private coaching call, which Julie does every single day, starting about 5 minutes. Now, and sometimes other coaches as well. We've got 14 coaches that work for us. And then after that, what we're adding, and this is what I'm really excited about, and frankly, I had to, you know, finagle Julie into agreeing to do this, which she finally has, starting in August, right after it's basically a webinar, in essence, teleconference. But after that, we're going to have another coaching session, which is going to be just available. And Julie is hosting that one 4 days of the week. And it's going to be on Facebook, our members only Facebook page. And I'm really excited about that, because what we're going to then do, obviously, is be able to take whatever conversations may have started on the audio version, on the, you know, the webinar, in essence, that happens every day. And we're going to then pass those conversations, and hopefully all of you will be able to join us every day on both. And frankly, the conversations that will happening on Facebook are going to be amongst our full members, which is going to include a lot of people that are at some of the top producers in the country. And you're going to be able to hear some of their dilemmas, and you're going to hear Julie coach them through their challenges. It's one of the things that we put a lot of effort into. And I know a lot of you guys, based on your feedback, love that we're doing that every single day. So starting, like I said, right now, you have, as a premier or even a member of the free program, you have a daily semi-private coaching call, which lasts a half hour. Starting next month, you're going to have that same coaching session followed by, just for members only, the video coaching session on Facebook, which is, nobody else is doing anything like this. And the reason we're upping our game in every single way that we can is because we know there's a big, you know, change in the market happening. We know, whether or not you guys realize it or not, that you're going to need extra help. You're going to need extra support. You're going to need extra encouragement. And so we're positioning ourselves so that when that change really starts to take hold in your individual market, and where it's no longer deniable, or even the people that were, you know, shouting Julie and I down, saying that we're just doom and gloomers, and they, you know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, there's some hate speech speech out there against Julie and I, because the industry doesn't like us telling you what we say to you. And I'm not really completely sure why. I've theorized in past podcasts, but I'm not going to, you know, get on that soapbox. The moral of the story is it doesn't matter. We're going to do what we know is morally right. We're going to do what we know we can do, which is help you guys through whatever transition there is in the market, and which is going to be significant. Unfortunately, we're relatively confident about that. I would say 96% confident rating that next year we're going to be not only into a protracted recession, no matter who the president is, but we're going to be into a significant housing downturn. And yes, if you're positioned correctly, which you still have time to do now, you will be able to help people. You'll be able to maybe, frankly, work in the distressed space if that's something you choose to do. You're going to, at the very least, be able to walk into different situations with different sellers and have the education and the motivation, frankly, to help them through their, you know, varying problems. You heard Julie talking about that a second ago on the premier coaching session that she did, where they're talking about the fact that they're already starting to experience different problems. And Julie and I have coaching clients. I'm not sure if we have in all 50 states. Actually, I am pretty damn sure we have them in all 50 states, and we have them in Canada. We have coaching clients in Europe, Australia, New Zealand. And some of the challenges that we're starting to hear are universal no matter what the price range is. So you guys got to be paying attention and stay close. I am sorry we didn't get to the buyer pre-qual script. The headline about the forbearances and the rental evictions thing was – it was too important for us not to really drill down on that. Hopefully you guys understand the urgency of realizing that even though it's going to be scary and sad, it's also going to create a lot of opportunity. Switch your mind to the opportunity part. Switch your mind to the how do I get hold of landlords now, which we're talking about in Premier Coaching today. How do we get hold of landlords? What do we say? How do we say it? These are all scripts that are in Premier Coaching. All of this information, how you get the information, how you get the phone numbers, what you say, how do you get hold of them, and all that stuff. You know, what letters do you mail? Can you get there? Can you find them on Facebook? And can you private message these private owners that might be in different states, you know, with rental properties? Yes, yes, and yes. And all of those people need to be solicited by you so that you can then obviously get ahead of the line when it comes to these guys maybe second guessing why they're being landlords. Because not only is it going to be all these disruptions to their cash flow, but also you're looking at the increase in property taxes next year. Some of you are going to be able to carve out very profitable businesses just focusing on landlords who want to deleverage out of properties. Oh, and remember we told you guys on this podcast that it looks like the 1031 tax exchange thing is going to be going away next year. I believe it was in Biden's actual essential financial plan, or the one that they're carving out, it said specifically that they're going to go after 1031 tax exchanges so that you're going to have to pay taxes every time you sell a property on the gain versus just moving that profit to the next property. Read this yourself, guys. Listen to the podcast every day. So if you're contacting a property owner who's not getting any cash flow because of the eviction moratorium, who's still having to pay the property taxes in the HOA and whatever else is associated with owning that property, all the while his property taxes are going to be going up. All the while, next year, it's a good chance he's not going to be able to flip out of that house in a 1031. Really good chance he's going to put that for sale now. You guys listening to what we're saying? This is how you create opportunity to help people despite or maybe because of the hardship in the marketplace. This is the mindset that all of you want to seriously consider having. If you guys need us for anything, please feel free to text me anytime. I always appreciate your feedback. 512-758-0206, 512-758-0206. A lot of you yesterday, the day before, did text asking for information on eXp Realty. That is the absolute smartest move that all of you guys can be making financially right now. So do seriously consider texting just three letters, eXp to 31996. Text the letters eXp to 31996. And when you do, we're going to text you back a 9-minute video. And in that 9-minute video, you can then get all the basic information on eXp. And we will have somebody call you back to answer any additional questions you might have and help you move forward with eXp. If you'd like to join eXp, if you're already past the decision-making process and you're just basically right there ready to step into the end zone and you want to talk to me about joining Julie and I's group, do feel free to text me directly on my cell phone, and this is my cell phone, 512-758-0206. 512-758-0206. In the meantime, you guys have a fantastic day, and we'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.